Good evening. I guess technically I should say good morning, because as you all know, in the life of our church, we just have completed tomorrow morning's Orthros service. And as we walk through Great Lent together, we are constantly about 12 hours ahead in anticipation, always looking to the next feast day, to the next feast of this great and holy Lent and great and holy week. And I bring up this point not simply to raise a technicality, but to draw our attention to what, in her wisdom, the Church has us set our first steps in our focus of Great and Holy Lent. This morning, we heard from Father Panayoti in his sermon, "We have come." And he said, "We have come and seen the Lord." And we see in the first steps that we take into Lent, immediately, He has come to us. Quite literally, He came around today in our procession of the Holy Nymphaeus icon to respond to our calling, "Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord." He responds by immediately sweeping us up in His glory as a humble bridegroom. And in this morning's gospel lesson, we heard the parable of the fig tree. And we heard a very clear point in the gospel lesson about the fig tree, that it wasn't dead, but it was not bearing fruit. And that's actually mentioned twice in the gospel lesson, probably for a reason, that this tree wasn't dead and withered or falling over when Christ condemned the fig tree. But it was actually full of leaves, if you heard. Meaning that it was growing something, but it was not growing fruit. This tree that was full of leaves when Christ hungered was empty of fruit. And because of that, He condemned it. And if you know a little bit about fig trees, typically they take a few years, maybe 2 or 3 years, to be nurtured to the degree that they can be filled with leaves and bear fruit. And we can take this analogy into our own lives, that Christ gives us the time to mature and to walk by and to grow. But eventually, when He's hungry, when the Lord comes to you, would you not want to be able to at least offer Him a simple piece of fruit? The fruit of your life, the fruit of your ministry that you have in your lives. Not something grand, not something extraordinary, but just something of sustenance. When the Lord comes to you, as He has come to all of us tonight, in response to our coming to Him this morning, our church teaches us our first steps in Great and Holy Lent, after we come to the Lord, is to have something to offer to Him. And this piece of fruit that we might have to offer them could manifest itself in countless ways. How we take that which is given to us to offer it as a piece of fruit. Not a simple leaf, but something of sustenance for the Lord. But something of sustenance, more importantly, for those around us. And as we know, Christ is patient. He gives us time to cultivate that fruit. But we hear this morning that we must be prepared when He comes to recognize Him and to have something to offer to Him. And as we heard later on in this morning's gospel reading, the scribes and the teachers, literally face to face with Christ, were unable to recognize Him. Not only were they unable to recognize Him and offer Him fruit, but they question among themselves how they could challenge Him, how they could get around Him. We now stand here face to face with Christ. Not only have we not challenged Him, but we've come to Him. But now, as we walk through Great and Holy Lent together, let us take the next step in offering something. Not just something of growth like a leaf, but something of sustenance like a fig that grows from a fig tree. Finally, I would just like to close by taking a moment to look at the ex apostilarion from tonight that we read, beautifully chanted by our Father and our chanters in the choir. I see your bridal chamber adorned, O my Savior, and I have no wedding garment that I may enter therein. Giver of light, make radiant the vesture of my soul and save me. Just to close that, Christ, again, does not call us to be perfect but repentant. He calls us just to come to Him. To come to Him and to recognize Him, unlike those who we read about in this morning's gospel lesson. If we do that, He will then shine our soul as a white garment. As you proceed forward to venerate the icon of the Nymphaios, think about how you too can bear fruit, not just this week, but as you walk through this week, through the resurrection of Christ with Him, throughout the rest of your life. Amen.